Today's episode of the Spice and Hour is sponsored in part by DraftKings.com. Major League Baseball is in full swing, and you could be part of the action all season long playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings.com, official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy baseball means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. That's exactly the kind of things that Spicen likes. So why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge prizes every day? Because at DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Pick two pitchers, eight position players, and pick up your cash. That's it. Just like Pete from Rotto, he won $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings.com. And hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn, so hurry over to DraftKings.com right now. Use promo code ROB to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest at DraftKings.com. Official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter ROB for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Hey everybody, this is Rob Cesternino getting you ready for Spice and Hour for the week of July 27th, 2015. Here's Spicen. Yeah. I don't volunteer, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Spicen.
Oh, that's so good, dude. That's just the pump up I needed for the week, dude.
Oh man. I've just been sleeping a lot.
It's not like I'm sad or anything. I've just been sleeping so much.
It used to be so great when the Bulls used to come out to this in the 90s.
Yeah, that was dope, dude. Yeah, remember, like, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen would, like, do the Bash Brother thing with their elbows?
Yeah. That was great.
It was real cool.
All right. Spencer, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. How's it going?
It's going phenomenal.
You sound low.
Gosh. I'm low.
He's maturing.
As in my microphone?
Your volume seems low.
My actual, like, from my heart volume?
No, not yet. That seems normal right now.
I think you just matured, came into your own. So now you've got, like, a lower voice.
Do you think it's... I definitely lost my voice yelling all week.
You sound good. What were you yelling at?
Everybody.
Why?
People are annoying.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me, dude. Like, every time I go out into a crowded place, I'm like, God, I hate people.
Standing in lines, I'm just like, how is there peace on earth?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and I just go to the front. If it's just me going to the front, everybody should be cool with that.
That really is true, because we are sort of in a little bit of a bubble of we're on the internet and we're on Twitter and we're talking to people that are also connected to the internet. But you ever go someplace where there's, like, a big crowd of people and you could tell that they're not people that are, like, on Twitter and listening to podcasts and not really connected to the internet at large? And it's like, boy, there's so many more of these people. Like, this is really what it's like out there. I forgot.
Weirdos. I will say, we were at the Barcelona versus Galaxy game that had the record attendance at the Rose Bowl.
How was that?
Not
94,000 people. And usually I hate big crowds, but I figured out the trick. Since we were late to the game, I had to sprint for the first time in 12 years, like probably a mile. And I was actually dripping wet in sweat. And for the first time, I was that guy that, like, you don't want to come anywhere near in a crowded place that's just drenched in sweat. Sweat's going everywhere. People were moving away from me like I had Ebola plague. It was so much fun.
That was
the key? I would just throw my head and just let sweat hit somebody in the face to, like, instead of saying, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I talk about how I just got bed bugs and lice and stuff. And I used to do that on the New York subway whenever I'd go to New York. I'd be like, and the doctor said it was bed bugs, but if we spray or just, like, I make sure to shower and change my clothes every day, it'll eventually just go away. And they spread seriously, like somebody dropped like a toxic, like, Agent Orange or something, and everybody just spreads. And it's like, everybody's jammed in there, and I have a, like, 30-foot radius all the way around me of clearance.
So do you think if you do hear somebody talking like that in public places that you would call their bluff then?
Yeah, I definitely would call their bluff. I'd be like, I have it too, and then see if they got freaked out by me.
Interesting. if somebody is talking about how they have some sort of terrible disease.
You just say really loud. You're just like, yeah, and they say bed bugs like can jump like 10 or 15 feet, and I was covered in them, and still my legs are covered in bites. And you just talk really loud to the person you're talking to so everybody can overhear you.
Yeah.
It's a great trick. But the sweat thing is like legit. Like that's not even calling anybody's bluff. That is just...
Can you fake that? Can you do like in a movie?
You could roll with a water bottle. Yeah. Roll with a water bottle, splash yourself.
I think glycerin is what they use in movies.
Realistically, glycerin, half of it was sweat and half was water because they take away your lid in these stadiums. So I had no cap. So
why? Why do they take your hat away?
Your cap for the water.
Oh.
So you can't throw a full water bottle onto the field and hurt somebody.
I guess. But yeah, regardless, when you're sprinting... The water, so I'm hitting everybody with my water from my bottle with no cap as I'm sprinting. So between sweat and water hitting people, I was clearing a nice path.
Oh, they were confused. They were like, oh my God, I just got wet. Please tell me that this is water from them taking the cap off his water bottle.
But the only problem, every now and then I would have a face-to-face showdown with somebody like fatter and sweatier than me. Yeah, and it would be like, dude. Well, who's moving? Like, I got plenty of sweat here too, buddy.
Yeah. What did you get VIP seating? Are you famous enough for that still, or did you?
I thought you had good seats.
We super got the VIP, but we did this like Connect where you pay $1,000+ for the VIP thing.
Wait, I thought you were out of money.
Yeah.
Oh, we used my dad's credit card.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Duh.
Thanks, Dad.
Shout out!
Yeah, shout out to mommy and daddy living in your beach house. Woo woo. Haters hate on that.
Spencer, I want to know, how is your knee?
Oh, it's done for.
What happened?
It's almost worth it because of my new fashion accessory that I'm rolling around with. I got a cane with a dragon head with like a marble in its mouth.
Oh, wow.
So, like what kind of marble? Is it like a special crystal?
I don't know. My mom randomly was like, do you want one of my canes? I'm like, why do you have canes? She's like, I don't know. I have one with Santa and I have one with a dragon. I was like, I'll take the dragon.
You didn't choose the Santa one?
Heidi
called it.
Well,
it's not season.
Oh.
But I'm going to actually, I ordered on Amazon, Steven Seagal has his own cane. So I got the Steven Seagal cane coming in the mail. And then I'm going to glue some crystals on it. And I will have the coolest freaking cane in the game.
All right. I'm going to Google Steven Seagal cane real quick.
Is Steven Seagal's cane, does it pull out into a knife? Like a carbon fiber knife that you can sneak on airplanes?
No, I think it's just the material I'm supposed to like swap people's heads with it. Bad guys.
Yeah. It's called the Cold Steel 91 PSSD.
Is it stainless steel?
Steven Seagal 10 shin stick, 44-inch black. Has great reviews. 4.5 stars on Amazon, 17 reviews.
Oh, no. I mean, bottom line is I now have a Steven Seagal cane. Like, how many people can claim that?
Yeah.
Let's see how many have been bought. Dude, that thing has like a hatchet head type deal on the end, man. That's a definite skull cracker.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy canes, one of my all-time weirdest memories, we were in this gun shop and they had this like self-defense cane with like a, like the top was this like big like hook with like a sharp thing. And I was like, oh, that thing's cool. And the guy behind the thing, like the guy that works there, takes a cane and hooks my neck around it and pulls me at him. He's like, this is what you do with it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, did this fool just like hook me? And like,
you got hooked.
Heidi witnessed this. So it was insane. But I ended up buying it. I was like, wow, that really hooked me. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Are you a big gun guy?
I was, but then I realized it's like the biggest waste of money because like every bullet is just money. So I might as well just like light money on fire because I'm just shooting money out this gun. So I spent a good $1 million on just shooting bullets for no reason at a blank paper target. So,
but did it bring you enjoyment?
I mean, it was fun, but I mean, when you're bored, lots of things are fun, you know, but I haven't probably shot a gun in over a year now. And I used to go like 5 days a week because I was bored, but now I just have Netflix.
Wait till the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I have Netflix all week until the podcast. So
Tyson, are you a gun guy?
No.
Yeah.
I don't own any guns. Some of my friends do. I wish I would have bought like 1,000 assault rifles right before that huge, like they're going to outlaw guns thing. And then all the assault rifles went up to like quadruple the price.
Yeah.
That'd have been a good investment.
You would have been a gun runner.
Speaking of investments, I bought like, I'm going to just throw out a big number, but like more ammo than anyone ever buys. Cause I was like, this is such a good investment.
Yeah. For the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. This is going up in price. And then like ammo really did get like scarce and I should have right then sold it for like 500% profit. And I was like, I'm going to wait this out. The zombies are coming. It's going to get worse. And now ammo's like cheaper than when I even bought it. And I lost like the most money, almost as much money as I've lost now on gold. Cause gold's like the lowest in 20 years right now.
Oh, it did? It got bad gold?
So now we should buy.
I had all my gold at like when it was 1800 an ounce. Now it's down to like 1000 ounce. I'm like,
what happened? All those commercials on TV were like, hey, I'm
switching to silver.
Buy gold.
I don't know. I think that the dollar is real strong, I guess, and people are just not trying to like, you know, have revolutions or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like at a 5-year low. I think for apocalypse, and I've said this multiple times, you have to stock up on cigarettes and ammunition because those are the two currencies that are going to be worth the most.
What about my
and
gummy bears?
5-pound gummy bears. Ah,
you and 5-pound gummy bears. But with bullets, you can buy 5-pound gummy bears. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because the bullet will rule it all. But Spencer, you have to store your ammunition in like that special gel stuff that keeps it forever. Yep,
there Do you is. Have it? You were just about to finish my sentence. Another thing no one tells you when you stock up on ammo is like, hey, don't store it all next to the ocean because it's all going to get destroyed by the freaking rain and ocean air and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tell me about this gel.
It in that gel. It's this gel goop that's supposed to like keep it from dudding out or whatever. I don't know what you call it when you fire a dud. That's what you call it when you do fireworks. So I'm just going to use the same terminology. But this gel like keeps all of the elements from it. Because you can like vacuum seal it and stuff. But I guess they have this special gel that is the most it preserves it better.
Isn't
than
that really
else.
Messy?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Now, is that the same stuff that they make 5-pound gummy bears out of?
No, it's different, but similar.
Mm. Is it the same stuff that my TV guy just came and told me, oh, you should have put that gel in on each of your connections because they've all been ruined by the ocean air.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Oh, this sweet. Ocean is not all it's cracked up to be.
Ocean air will just eat you alive.
Yeah.
And give you rashes.
This is not such a great deal you have, Spencer.
No, no, no. It's just, I'm not complaining, mom and dad. Please, if you're listening,
yeah,
I love it here.
Do your parents have an inland house that you could live at?
Well, they're in it. So,
but that's not even inland enough, is it?
No, it's still right on the ocean bluff. So, nope. And we already lived there with them for 2 years. They actually kicked us out of that house. It was only because I locked my little sister out. I was trying to visit and like thought it was so funny. Every time she tried to unlock the lower door, I would then lock the deadbolt and she couldn't figure out I was standing behind the other side doing this to her. And I guess she started crying, called my parents. And then my dad called me and he's like, move out now.
And so you were like, fine. And then you went to the other house?
No, that was when we were millionaires. So we're like, fine, we'll go rent a millionaire's house up the street.
Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, dad, I hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
It's your fault now. I spent every one of my dollars. I was living for free.
Yeah. So how old were you when this happened?
When we got kicked out of that house?
Yeah. Like when you were picking on your sister, so to speak. Well, playing a practical joke. I won't say picking because I don't think you are a
Thank
bully
you.
At all.
No, it was silly fun and games.
Yeah.
Heidi, how old were we when we moved to Chautauqua? 22.
Oh, you were still young. Yeah, that's a funny joke because I do that too sometimes. What I do is I hold the door shut with my foot as hard as I can so they feel that the door is unlocked, but they can't move it. So they think the door is just broken.
Mm. I do that on public bathrooms, the single stalls when people like try to come out.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And they're like, locked in.
No, you've been in there long enough. You better enjoy that smell you left for all of us.
You lock people in public restrooms?
Only when they're posted up for a while. And then I'm like, oh, you just think you can come do this in a public restroom and post up in there 5 minutes and then just get out and leave it for me?
Yeah,
so what are you standing there with a stopwatch?
Only.
oh, when I have to pee, I'm definitely looking at my stopwatch. Like, how long does it take for
but
you to
pee? But isn't that stopping you from peeing when you're going
to
lock other people in the restroom? Don't they get really
angry?
I'm in no hurry. Once they've shut down the toilet, I'm in no hurry. My bladder has a smell alert, so it's a whole new gauge.
So if we had that, we could do the podcast for unlimited amount of times without breaks?
Oh, if somebody went and murked out my toilet, I wouldn't have to
murked
pee.
Out.
Yeah. Plus, the other thing, too, is if you go in and pee while it's all cloudy in there and come out, then the guy after you thinks you're the one that dropped the ball.
Oh, yeah. I literally have told people, real talk, that was not me that did that. And then they're looking at me like, oh, sure. Oh, God.
You have to leave the toilet seat up at that point so that when people go in, they're like, oh, he just peed, obviously.
Mm, no, I don't think people are thinking it through that
much.
And
they think you just
did
they
are.
The trash can.
Yeah.
Oh, that you dumped in the trash can?
Oh, yeah, that and like hit it.
That explains why it smells so bad in there.
Yeah, because a poo out of water is like one of the worst smells.
I do always make a point after somebody murks out a bathroom, I go, oh my God, when I walk in loud and they like to make it clear. Everyone, it was him. Yeah. Anyone next?
Yeah, you turn around and be like, that wasn't me.
So you're just publicly shaming people in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be doing that at a restaurant. Like, figure out your schedule. Like, get more regular. Like, this is for pee here. It's not like, let me post up with a newspaper and deuce it out.
I like to tattletale on guys who don't wash their hands when they leave the restroom.
Oh.
So we'll walk out and I'll be like, hey, Rachel, that guy didn't wash his hands.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And you don't get in fist fights over this?
I make sure it's somebody I could probably win in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Solid decision making.
Right.
But what I've realized from training jiu-jitsu is you never know who can beat you up. This the nerdiest dudes are the scariest dudes. I really have changed my whole perspective. When you go get into martial arts, you realize do not judge a book by its cover. Some random people can just like there was a dude that I would easily think I could take the other day. He was kicking the heavy bag like a Muay Thai fighter. And I was like, oh my God, shut your mouth, Spencer. It's never anybody you can beat up.
So wait, like describe how this guy looks.
I'm not even because then I'm getting into stereotypes and I'm going to be all, you know, let's just curb my bad behavior right now.
Yeah, I like this
I'll
idea.
Tattletale on people for funny things because it's funny as an adult to tattletale on other adults. So like I'll tattletale on people for like cutting line. I'll be like, excuse me, that guy cut in line. And nobody cares except for the person getting tattletaled on always thinks they're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told on a lady for dropping something in the grocery store and then putting it back on the shelf. I was like, that lady broke those cookies and then she put them back.
That was one of my not
who do you
biggest.
Say that to?
I'd say it to like Rachel? A store employee or to somebody walking. And they always get like so red-faced, like the police are going to come arrest them. And in reality, nobody cares.
My mom at the bank the other day, I guess she got all mad because I guess at the bank they have the free coffee, but they use those like Starbucks, what are those things, those little machines?
The K-cups?
The little tabby things where you put the one like the one serving shot thing,
They have those at the
That's
Wells
nice.
Fargo. Yeah, and all nice. And my mom, it's like her thing. My dad and they go and they have their little coffee. And I guess my mom went in the other day and there was no coffee. And she said to the bank manager, like, where's the coffee? And she said, and the guy said, oh, there's this guy that comes in and he just steals them all and just puts them all in his bag and leaves. And so like, I guess a week later, my mom sees this happening. And my mom just starts yelling at him because that's what she does and starts saying, thief! Thief, he's stealing. And like in the bank, when you're yelling like thief, all of a sudden it's like a bigger deal.
Like
than
a
yelling,
bank robbery, not
yeah,
a coffee robbery.
The button and
my mom throws this guy on blast like he's robbing the bank. And like, there he is, the thief. And everyone's like freaking out. And she's like, and he's like, you're delusional, lady. I'm not stealing. And she's like, yes, you're stealing the coffee. And he like bolts. But it's like, yeah, my mom was so proud of her. So I'm like, mom, I don't know that you yell thief in a bank if that's the best call.
You know what they need to do on those coffee things is make one an ink exploder. So if you get like a certain distance away from the coffee machine, it explodes on you. So everybody knows.
Point break. But back to lines. One of my biggest issues, not a real issue, but
that a fake issue.
Yeah, fake issue that when I first started dating Heidi, mm-hmm. her favorite thing to do, like like out of it would just her joy in the world was to cut lines. And I'm not a line cutter because like my logic is if you're in a certain point of the line, like we're all going to get into the theater. There's it always happened at sold out movies, but I knew that the line wasn't long enough that we'd be fine. We'd get a good seat. But Heidi loved to cut lines and like I would always be the one taking the heat from all the people. And Heidi just be like, ignore him. Like, Heidi, like you can't do this in LA. Like this may work in Crested Butte or wherever you, but this is like West Side. Like there's people that will shank you to like get into Terminator 3 or whatever, you know? So
we've come a lot.
So now I just let her cut and I stand in the line and then we just meet up in the theater.
Oh, that's a good idea. Cause yeah, the worst is when you're rolling with a line cutter and they seriously can just turn it off and you're the person that's like got your hand over your eyes hoping nobody sees you. And you're like, oh, please, no. I'll apologize for line cutters, even if I don't know them. Like, they'll cut in line, and I'll be like, hey, everybody, I'm sorry that this person cut in line in front of everybody. I know it's kind of inconsiderate. And that's usually
I hate line cutters. Yeah. So when Heidi would do it, I was like, I can't be one of these people because I'm always the one like, hey, back of the line.
Yeah. Oh, did you not see us back here? Oh,
yeah, the line starts back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could get away with it if you have Heidi go and do it and then you come and join her later and like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to wish she has my spot. Yeah. And then like if you just tried to cut the line, people would just punch you out.
Oh, 100%. If I just get in the line, they try to punch me out.
It's just,
oh, speaking of punch me out, I sent you guys the link. Who? Some little writer on some website is trying to like... And I'm like the Daily, I don't know. It looks like he had like some credits, is trying to like challenge me to a, like a fist fight. It's like, bro, if you want a fist fight, I'm broke. You need to pay me. So you step
up. So who is this guy that wants to fight you?
I don't know.
Did you email it to us?
Yeah.
Early in the week though, right? Yeah.
But I was like, who is this guy? And then I wanted to write back to him like, dude, why aren't you trying to fight Justin Bieber? Like, fight somebody relevant. Like, are you trying to do this for, like, some fame? Like, you're about 8 years late on, like, trying to fist fight Spencer Pratt, fool.
Is it the same guy that just paid you $10 on Venmo whatever?
That guy is my hero. And it wasn't for whatever. It was for my
crystal collection.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Okay. Well, let's see. So, there's a guy. I don't know. Do you want to give out his name?
No.
Yeah, let's not give him juice.
We don't want free publicity. I don't see it, dude. I don't know if I got it.
You got it because it says that it was sent to me and Tyson.
Okay, well, he's irrelevant, but it's just like, it really hit me like, what is this guy? He's a writer for Killing Hasselhoff. It's like, nobody's ever heard of this. And Ask Men columnists, like, dude, you just go fist fight yourself.
Yeah. Isn't but that it's a form like, of masturbation?
Again, but now, do you know anything about this guy?
No,
do you know
if that's what I mean. So some random little dude, with you know, like you have it, looks like you have a job. Like,
Hold on. Didn't you just finish making a big point about how you're done making assumptions about whether or not somebody could kick your ass based on looking at them? And then you're talking about this guy like he's a little punk that you could definitely beat him up?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said if he wanted to fight me, I'm not fighting for free. You got to pay me like money because I'm broke. But no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, why is this guy trolling me to fight? Like, get your own life, bro. Like, it just.
You feel like he just wants to fight you for the publicity, not because he hates you.
Either way, like, get a life.
What would you have more respect for? If somebody wanted to fight you because they hated you or somebody wanted to fight you for the publicity?
Neither. Nobody should want to fight me, period.
Yeah, I'm not gonna we're grown adults, right? Like,
last time I got in a fight, it cost over $100,000 and I didn't gain $100,000. Fighting, you either go to jail or you lose a lot of money. There's nothing good out of it.
What was the fight you got into?
I thought it was scripted. I thought on the hills. I thought we were supposed to fight each other. And then
in the bar?
Yeah, I thought it was a
with
scene.
With Stephanie's ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I thought it was all a scene and plan. I was just, you know, playing out the scene. And then all of a sudden, I'm hit with all this paperwork with dollar signs. I'm like, man, what happened to the scripted show we were doing?
And so nobody's going to pay you to fight this guy.
That's my point. It's like, dude, you think I'm going to fight you for free? I got friends that'll show up at your door and fight you for free.
Oh, is that a challenge?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you need somebody to fist fight, I can definitely give me an address. I got people to fist fight you all day long, Mr. whatever your name is, Whore. Isn't his name like Joe Whore?
Peter.
Peter Hoare.
Yeah, well, that one.
No, isn't
guys,
his last
careful.
Name?
We don't want to give too much publicity to this guy. That's what he wants.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I feel like at the point we're talking about it, I feel like now yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's like we're talking about somebody.
No, but honestly, like, dude, go get a life.
Okay.
2007. Yeah,
I love that TV show.
2007. That's a totally understandable tweet. Like, do you just get off a time machine, bro?
Yeah.
he left 2007 to come to 2015 and yeah, still thinks is, that
yeah, this is like Terminator.
I'm gonna fight the world's biggest and most famous person.
Yeah, this guy,
villain.
This guy is trying to, maybe he thinks he needs to fight me because I beat Richard Haynes.
Yeah. And he thinks yeah. it was legit. Maybe he is Richard Haynes under an alias.
Yeah. Well, this gentleman did tweet earlier this week. A month ago, he challenged Spencer Pratt to a fist fight. This was his response, and there was no response. The winner by forfeit is, and he declares himself the winner.
Hmm. But here's the real...
Actually, you blocked him. You blocked him, I think, was what happened.
Yeah, I usually block people that just say they want to fist fight me. It's kind of like, nah, that was cool, but I'm going to block you.
Yeah.
But it's so hard for me to like be mature and to not write back like, hey, dude, what's your address? And just go over there and just go Hail Mary and just fight, you know, like, and just really just make a point. Like, I will back, you know, like, it's so hard not to just take a challenge, but it's like, if I were to do that every day, I could go set up a fight, you know, like, where do I draw the line of somebody wanting to get in a fist fight with me?
So
could,
it's like, you're yeah. like Jay and Silent Bob at the end of, which one of those movies was it?
Probably
Chasing
one of
Amy?
Them. It's
where he's knocking on the doors, yeah. fighting the people.
Yes.
Yeah. For it's me, like, it's getting invited to go to little kids' birthdays. So it's like a similar situation, but different. It's like little kids I don't know. And they're like, hey, they loved you on Survivor. Come to this little kid's birthday. And it's like, I don't want to be the creepy weirdo. Plus, I don't know anybody there.
Mm.
Plus,
how often does that happen?
Yeah, this sounds illegal, first off.
Yeah, this happens. It depends on if I'm on Survivor. But if I'm on Survivor, it happens a lot. But the thing is that I can't just like make it a full-time non-paying job to show up to a little kid's birthday party for him because he watched me on Survivor. It's like, no, thank you. I have to say no to everybody. Say happy birthday to the kid, whatever.
Wow. But, so this happens a lot where people are like, well, we could book a magician, we could book a clown, or we could just ask Tyson to come for free.
For free. Yeah.
So you think, is this a cost savings measure?
It's probably partly a cost savings measure, but I think, you know, little kids do get stoked about people on TV.
Yeah.
And so I think it probably would be cool, but I can't. Because the word gets out and they're like, hey, Tyson will come to your birthday party for free.
Right.
And
right.
then it's like I have to actually quit being a dad, quit being a husband, quit being like going to work once or twice a week mm-hmm. and just make this thing like I couldn't even do the podcast anymore if I started saying right. yes to these birthday parties.
Okay. So hypothetically.
Yeah.
Parents say to you, okay, Tyson, would you come for free? They say, okay, well, we have the $100 we were going to give the clown. Would you consider it more or... Is
no,
it
I don't like taking people's money for that unless it was a lot. Well, I had a guy offer me $3,000 to have dinner with him.
Ooh.
Was that on Tinder?
Yeah.
No, was that your no. verified Tinder
No, it
profile?
Was a guy who wanted to know how to make a good audition video to get on Survivor.
Oh, you're crazy to say no to that.
I would be at that.
I knew
so
I couldn't
fast.
Help him. I knew I couldn't help him, so I was like, no.
You feel like he was such a lost cause that there was no way he was going to get on the show?
I know you charge people to help them get on the show. How many people have gotten on the show for that?
No, not many. I really don't do it anymore.
And when you did do it,
I did do it.
How many people did you help and how many people got on the show?
Survivor?
Yeah. Or whatever, any show.
One.
How many people have you helped get on the show?
One.
And how many people have you helped total?
Like 20.
So one out of 20, that's actually pretty good, Rob.
I will say everybody I've helped get on a reality show. Everyone has got on a reality show and is super hated now.
Mm. Yeah, but that's because you kind of were the boss of the show, right?
No, not the other shows. I've helped people get on multiple shows.
But I will also say that it is hard to do. And if somebody isn't going to get on a show, there's not a lot you can do with them. But if they're on the fence, there are things that you can do with them. But I don't like to do it because it's such a... it is a time commitment, and to help out one person rather than, you know, make stuff that lots of people can listen to, it's not the best use of my time.
Right.
But I think you're crazy to not have dinner with somebody for $3,000.
It was a half hour. I would have had to sit down with him for half an hour.
Oh, you're insane.
No, I like, honestly, it's, yeah, I would have felt bad taking the kid's money.
Yeah. Well, it was a kid. If it's like a young person,
well, I mean,
I feel
he's
worse
in his mid-20s or something.
Yeah. Like, if this was a person that was very wealthy, that was like, look, I'll pay you this amount of money to sit.
Yeah. No, then you're kind of Robin Hooding him.
Yeah.
You should have just given him a casting director's number and told him he's better off giving them just $3,000 on the side cash.
No, I don't think it's worth it for them.
Yeah. You need to do more than that. More than $3,000 to talk to a casting director. I mean, Jimmy Johnson eventually got on this show, Survivor, that is his favorite show, and he probably spent a lot more than that.
Who's Jimmy Johnson?
The football coach.
Of the Dallas Cowboys?
And he always wanted to be on Survivor?
Well, what are you saying? You saying that Jimmy Johnson paid money to be on Survivor?
I'm not saying he did, but if he did, it probably was more than $3,000.
He probably got paid money to be on Survivor.
Well, whatever.
I don't think he wanted it that bad that he was paying people money to go on Survivor.
You don't think so? Because he was traveling to all the finales.
I think he just really liked Survivor. I saw him at a finale like 10 years ago, or it was more than that by now.
Yeah, but all you're doing is making my case stronger.
What?
He's taking time and energy and paying to get tickets and go to these finales. He obviously would have paid to go on the TV show if that's what it came to.
I guess so. If they told him you could be on the show and it'll cost $3,000, I guess he probably would have said yes.
I'm saying more than $3,000. You don't think that if they were like, you can be on the show for $500,000, you don't think he'd do that?
At the time I'm not sure whether he would have or he would not have, but at the time that he was on the show, one season after Heroes vs. Villains, I'm sure they were desperate to have Jimmy Johnson play Survivor.
One season after Heroes Villains, why would they be desperate for him then? Heroes and Villains was like one of the greatest seasons of all
time.
Exactly.
And this was
I got my Heroes and Villain DVD. Shout out that wish list we're not supposed to talk about, but I got my new DVD. Woo-woo.
Have you watched any of it yet?
Not yet. I already had to finish that other boring season.
Tyson, I'm just saying that Heroes vs. Villains was so big that they didn't know what to do for the season after it. Not that there was anything bad about Heroes vs. Villains, except that you weren't on it enough.
And you thought that Jimmy Johnson was going to be the draw they needed?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Well, he was disappointing.
Yeah.
What type of ratings was the Heroes vs. Villains getting?
I don't know, like 14 million?
Something like that.
Oh, I think that Fire Chat app's over us. They thought we were going to make them famous and we didn't, because they haven't been doing those promoted tweets anymore.
Well, we haven't really been on Fire Chat that much recently.
I go either. All the time looking for you. I've turned into the Survivor chat room. I'm answering everybody's questions and you're not even there.
Well, I'll get on right now and say something, but let's also keep talking.
Okay.
So Rob, also your Snapchat.
Yes.
It's been phenomenal.
Thanks.
You've kind of lost your momentum.
The last couple of days, I haven't had it. Here's what my life has turned into, where I am feeling like everything now in my life is, I'm just looking at it through the prism of, I need stuff to happen for Snapchat. Like, for instance, this week, my Skype got hacked, and I was really annoyed about it, but I was like, okay, well, at least the bright side is at least I have something to talk about.
Yeah,
on my Snapchat.
I loved all your Skype where you were like, you're going to find the guy. Also,
oh yeah, that
how
was
you never
good,
responded to me.
That was
dude?
A good. Take
I didn't see. No, there was anything to respond to
on Skype when you wrote.
And
I wrote. You said, hey Tyson, catch photo, and you send me this link,
right,
and it goes to like a weight loss supplement,
right?
And I wrote thanks back to you, and you wrote, my Skype got hacked. Don't click on the link. Cryy face.
Yes.
And I wrote, too late, I'm already losing a bunch of weight.
Do you think you getting hacked is a coincidence? Because last week you mentioned to me, why do you keep your profile offline? Do you have problems with people coming after your account? And then you acted like it was no big deal, and then all of a sudden Anonymous just got you.
Was it a phishing website that you had to, like, you tried to sign into Skype and it sent you to sign in again, or how did they get this?
I don't know what happened. I really
was
don't
it
know
Nicole?
What happened.
Do you think it was Nicole that got on yours and was like, this will be cool?
That's possible.
That's a pretty funny joke.
Let me see who he's Skyping with, because I heard that, you know, Ashley Madison got hacked. So let me check and see if my husband is on Skype with anybody. I don't know what happened, but the crazy thing about it was that I was doing a show live on Periscope as it was happening. I was doing like an update. Monday was a crazy day on the Big Brother live feeds. And so I was talking to somebody live, and I had like 300 people watching me live on Periscope. And as I'm talking,
you have 300 people on Periscope and I have 34?
Well, you're not talking about Big Brother.
Maybe I am right now. We are.
Maybe.
Okay.
But anyway, so, and then I see like the recent conversations on my Skype going like boom, 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 like much faster than like the chat is going up on Periscope. I'm just like every contact that in my thing is just, I'm seeing like recent conversation, recent conversation, recent conversation, recent conversation. And it was like a nightmare. I'm like I have to stop. I'm being hacked. I'm being hacked on Skype. I have to stop this conversation. But I didn't shut off Periscope. I had 300 people watching on Periscope. Not one person turned off Periscope in the 20 minutes. Like, if I would have just continued to do the show for another 20 minutes, like I would have lost 50 people. Not one person turned it off during...
Because of the hack.
During, like, oh my God, this is what a train wreck this is.
So we'd like to thank the hacker of Rob's Skype for getting
retention.
Him the publicity. Yeah.
Yeah. But... I think, I'm not sure when I was Skyping with you, but I think I was in the middle of podcasting as I was having that conversation.
Yeah. Did you mention me in that podcast?
No, I didn't. I cut out the whole part about the Skype hacking from that Big Brother podcast, which was the one I did on Monday night with Matt Carter. So it was a crazy night. But so anytime, I'm just rooting for things to happen. Like, I feel like, I mean, this is like a TV show. And I'm in like the writer's room, and like the storyline has gotten like really boring the last couple of days. And yeah. I need stuff to happen to me so I can have like plot on my Snapchat story.
Oh no, I relate. We only went to this party last night because I was like, I'll get Heidi drunk and she'll dance and I'll have content for my Snap show. So I
maybe need to take inspiration from you guys because I've slowed way down.
Yeah. It's hard to keep the plot moving every day.
Well,
yeah.
If you know what I've learned? If you just follow Kylie Jenner, all you have to do is just do like move your head and show your cleavage. And like you can do that all day long. And she gets away with it. So I just am like, okay, I'll do that.
I feel like my life is almost like one of these like soap operas or sitcoms that has to make like 26 episodes a year. I feel like if I was just doing like an HBO show where I was only going to just Snapchat like 10 weeks at a time, like I could really... plot out everything that I was going to do a lot better and have a much better, tighter Snapchat. And then like, just
like focus for 10 weeks of the year and then take
like Game of Thrones
off. Yeah.
Right.
Part of me has thought about literally snapping every single thing I do from the second I wake up all day long. And just like the people who are bored by like me watching Netflix, like they'll change, but I'll just show you that I do nothing all day. And that could be like a hit show. This guy literally does nothing every day.
Yeah,
last
I know
night
that's,
I was at
that's
this party
temptation.
And this guy says, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, doing a podcast. He's like, oh, that's cool. Well, what's your goals? Like, what's your goals in life? I just said, I'm doing a podcast. And he's like, no, like, what are you trying to do? I'm like, I'm doing a podcast. It's like, that's my goal. Leave me alone.
Okay. Yeah.
So you've already kind of achieved your goal.
Yeah. So and then he like kept on getting in. I was like, dude, I told you my goal. I'm here. I've arrived. Leave me alone. And then he's like, no, like a goal. It's like, okay, I want to be the president. He's like, there's a goal. I'm like, oh, you moron.
He wants to be the president of the United States.
No, Spencer wants to be president.
I said, like, finally to like end it. He's like a goal. I was like, okay, I want to be the president of the United States. He's like, oh, that's a great goal. Okay. It's like, dude, I want to be an astronaut, even though we don't go to space anymore.
Yeah.
That's where we're with the Russians.
Yeah. So I really am. I need somebody who's like a writer to help me figure out what's going to happen next in my life for Snapchat.
John Cochran's a writer.
Hey, let me text him. Hey, can you help me work on the plot of my Snapchat? It's really hit a dead spot the last couple of days. Oh, man. I hope so.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Like, I mean, anything like if we had like some, like a mouse, like anything.
A mouse. Oh, a mouse in the house.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a great plot development, right?
Yeah. One time, speaking of mice,
I had breaking news.
Yeah, this is breaking news. It's not actually breaking news. It's a story from
it's
the
broken.
Past. So before I won Survivor, I had a shittier car. It was a 1999 Ford Contour, and it had 285,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And I show up one day in my car, and there's mouse poop all over it, dude. But I've been driving it all the time. And so, like, I'm checking, and this mouse, like, I can hear it once in a while inside the car, and it's, like, always leaving mouse turds on my driver's seat and stuff. And it's in there for, like, seriously a month. I don't know what it's eating. I don't know what it's drinking. I don't know how it's living. And I set up these mouse traps, and Rachel hated getting in that car because it had like four mouse traps on the floor with like peanut butter all over and stuff.
Glue or the ones that have the metal thing?
For the sake of non-animal cruelty, it was those ones that would just trap it inside and then I could release it to the wild after. Whether or not that's true, only I know and Rachel. And the mouse just ended up dead on the floor one day, like not in a trap or anything. And it was like had rigor mortis, so it was like stiff. So I pulled it out by the tail and put it in like these giant flowers at my friend's house, like sticking halfway out of the flower. So there was like this stiff mouse just hanging out of the bud of this flower.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super nice.
Well, his wife showed up and was like, how did a dead mouse get in our flowers? And they didn't know. Shh.
Wow. Now that they listen to this, they're going to know.
Yeah, they won't listen.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. My friends don't really listen to this.
What kind of friends are they?
Apparently not friends at all.
What's the point of having friends if they don't listen to your podcast?
Well, I share it with them. Actually, some of them do.
Yeah.
But
can I get into some voicemails with you guys?
Yeah, can we do a pee break first?
I thought we were quitting that.
No, we cut them back. We were doing like six or seven voicemails. Now we're just doing the best of the best.
And are we still doing voice changer people or only authentic real people?
Only the authentic real people.
All right.
Unless the voice changer people say something really funny.
Which they never did.
Yeah.
Can I take a pee break real quick?
Yeah, we can. Okay, here we go.
My mind is telling me no, but my bladder. My bladder is telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicing brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
Yes. All right. Today's Spice and Pee Break is brought to you by our friends over at Blue Apron. I was disappointed because I wanted to hear what Tyson was up to in making some Blue Apron stuff. Of course, Blue Apron sends you all the ingredients you need to make amazing meals in the comfort of your own kitchen. Meals that are not just delicious, but also healthy too. Maybe about 500 to 700 calories each. That's pretty good, right, Spencer?
Sounds like I should order it right now.
Yeah,
Spencer, you lost like 11 pounds this week, right?
Yeah.
You lost 11 pounds this week? That's not good.
And Tyson did the math and we figured out it's pretty much all just water weight.
It was 6 pounds.
Yes.
He said he told me he lost 11 pounds. I was like, I got to get on what Spencer's on. I was like, so what did you weigh before? And he's like, I weighed like 184. And I was like, what do you weigh now? And he's like, 178. And I was like, that's not 11 pounds. And he's like, well, math isn't my thing. Like, I'm more jujitsu and reality TV.
That was our conversation right there. Did you write it down? I look like you'd read from notes.
Yeah, I did write it down. I actually record all of our conversations.
Good. Post them.
Tyson, what'd you make on Blue Apron this week? Anything?
Yeah, I made, let me think of what the really good one is. I keep the recipes because they send you the recipes of everything you make, obviously. So I keep the recipes of the ones I like the most. And I can't remember because it was almost a week ago that we made the first one this week. But yesterday I made this soba noodle salad that was pretty good.
Okay.
Heidi wants you to please send us some Blue Apron things. I told her you need a baby to get a gift from Rob.
That's the first step.
So remember when I asked you, Spencer, if you wanted an invite and get some free ones?
Yeah.
And you said no?
Yeah.
I sent all three of the free options I had to other people.
No, I know. I don't want just three. I want like a month's worth.
Well,
I don't want like.
All right, let me tell you what's on this week's
like
menu.
Commitment.
Where you can get your first two meals for free by going to blueapron.com/RHAP. Chicken Milanese with Sun Gold. That's the meat eater's option or the vegetarian option this week. And they change the menu every summer corn and vegetable chowder. All right. So check out this week's menu. Get your first two meals for free by going to blueapron.com/RHAP. It's our treat. Get the first two meals for free when you go to blueapron.com/RHAP.
$10 a meal. That's right.
Yeah.
$10.
That's pretty cheap, actually.
How much?
It's cheaper than getting takeout.
Oh, it's cheaper than even making food. Ask Rachel. So what's up? Is Euclid Outdoors the name of your imaginary bike shop, Tyson?
Yes, dude.
How did you not invite me to like your business?
I just barely started it, and I was just inviting local bike cyclists because I thought they'd be the ones. Oh, you liked it. Cool.
God, this guy doesn't even.
You can be the first post on there by a fan. Well,
all right. That's another. This podcast is brought to you by Euclid Outdoors.
Bike Euclid
shop,
Outdoors.
Biking.
Yes.
For your best bike deals, reach out to Tyson.
Yeah, so this is how creepy fans get a hold of me.
The ultimate destination for all of your Utah biking needs.
Yeah.
Last night, I randomly Snapchat this guy making the tacos a bunch of times, and he's like, please send me the videos. And I was like, no, they're my Snapchat. He's like, text me. I'm like, no, they're my Snapchat. And he's like, no, email them. And I'm like, no, they're in my Snapchat. And people don't know what Snapchat is.
Spencer, did you see the Snapchat I did this week where I got coffee?
Where you tried to call out my lucky llama. Heidi was not feeling that hate. She's like, what's Rob coming after you like that for? I said, Rob's having a lot with his hacking and everything he's going through. So I let it slide.
Yeah, Tyson, did you see that?
That Westin heart or whatever. I will say what's funny is when I did Snapchat the heart in the coffee, the guy told me that one's not good enough. You know, don't post that. So when you then call, comment, and I was like, he was right. It wasn't a good enough one.
I got coffee I had to go to Anaheim on Thursday night and I stayed at a hotel and I got a coffee.
What for?
I had to go to a conference that was down. They had the VidCon down in Anaheim and Patreon, which does the crowdfunding that we use on the website. They had a thing where they were doing a demonstration of their mobile app. So I had to go down there on Thursday night and I had to stay over. And so I got like a coffee when I first got there and the girl made me the latte and she put a heart on it. And I Snapchat, I was like, oh my God, this is so great. This is so much better than Lucky Llama. And I wrote Lucky Llama, more like sucky. Like that's where Spencer always gets coffee from.
Oh.
And the girl was like, oh, can you post that on TripAdvisor? It's like, oh yeah, I'll be doing that.
Hold
right
on,
now.
Hold on, and I'll put it in your Yelp too.
Yeah. I was like, I'm willing to go make an account on TripAdvisor and go, oh, let's look at this. Stop.
If only she knew it was you were clowning their coffee.
Oh, how hard did you clown it?
No, but I mean, it was meant to be a clown. I just realized that you really do live in California, Rob. Anytime you want to have a double date and bring that kid of yours to look at some dump trucks, head over to Carp. We're down to take you to get a margarita.
All right. Well, and the same is true if you come down this way.
Well, don't go that way.
Am I going to eventually get pushed out of this friendship?
Well, you do live in another state.
Yeah, but I feel like with technology and everything like that we can all still remain friends.
Yeah, we could be like...
Well, if I ever go there, we could Skype Tyson or FaceTime. What do you prefer?
If you ever go to Utah, we can Skype.
Oh, wait, we can't FaceTime him because he doesn't have any Apple stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
I have the iPad.
He's got his iPad.
Okay.
And I've got the Mac Mini.
Okay.
Come on, Rob.
Wait, did Rachel ever buy...
know that.
Did Rachel ever buy
that? I didn't know you had
that?
The Mac Mini.
I thought you were going to get the 5K iMac for Rachel.
No, the Mac Mini was way cheaper, and you can set it up to a bigger screen.
But not in 5K.
What do you do with the Mac Mini?
Okay. Mac Mini is the desktop. I'm Skyping on the Mac Mini.
Oh, no, I have a Mac Mini. I just want to know what you do with it.
I have a Mac Mini, too.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one, Rob.
I never said I was.
Well.
So you use it for your computer. You don't use it like for a media player, like hooked up to the TV or anything like that?
No, but I also use it as a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Whoa.
Whoa, are we going to do these voicemails?
Yeah, this is a good one. This is
are
from
you bored,
Paul.
Spencer?
No. I just thought maybe our listeners were.
All right. So this is a question for Paul, and this is for Spencer. And this, he has an offer for Spencer.
So what should I do?
Let me guess.
You're advising Spencer.
You want a fist fight? No, get in line, Paul. First off, I wanted to write back to that guy and be like, dude, I don't fist fight. I do jujitsu. You want to do some jujitsu?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wrestle.
All right, here's the question from Paul.
Jiu-jitsu.
Hello, Spicen. Just wanted to let you know that I am currently in hold of the Spencer Pratt LinkedIn account, and I don't mind wheeling and dealing or possibly coming up with some type of situation where we can trade for it. I heard you were in hold of some crystals and giant gummy worms. There could be a situation where we can trade for that. Again, I'm a listener of the podcast, longtime listener, longtime hater of Spicen. That would be Tyson and Spencer. But yeah, just letting you know that I will be attending HaterCon this year. And I am currently in hold of many accounts that Spencer may be interested in. If you would like to get a hold of me, feel free to do so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, guess what, Paul? I changed my name to Pratt Spencer, biatch. So, I don't need that.
Do you have a LinkedIn account? Are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, and I have my username, so he's full of BS. I just checked. He got me all scared. I was like, I was hacked. It's the Skype hacker.
I just sent you a friend request on LinkedIn. Tyson, are you on LinkedIn?
Can you have LinkedIn? I don't even know how to say that damn word.
Yeah, you can have a LinkedIn URL.
But can you have it like / Spencer Pratt? Because I just did that and it was like error, so he's not holding it.
Do I need to be on LinkedIn?
By the way, I just did a search for you on LinkedIn, Tyson, and here's the result that came up.
Okay.
I searched for you on LinkedIn and the result that came up was Elizabeth Carroll, director at Marriage Bootcamp.
Maybe she's piggybacking off of my fame.
She's using you in her SEO.
God damn it, dude.
Oh, we got to talk about Marriage Bootcamp. Oh, hey, did we even finish the episode? We didn't. Or was that next week where Jim pretends he's a transgender?
No.
Jim's a transgender.
Exorcism thing. He pretends he's the transgender model and like whispers and rubs Hank's arm and is like, "I'll keep my mouth shut for 5,000."
Wow, what's the better deal? The transgender model keeps her mouth shut for 5,000.
Oh, no, Jim did a full Hail Mary on this one. I was like, man, that's commitment to your show.
What's the better deal? The transgender model keeps her mouth shut for $5,000 or Tyson goes to dinner with somebody and gives them casting help for $3,000?
So wait, real talk. Do I have my deal? LinkedIn or does that guy, Paul, have it?
I see a picture of you on on LinkedIn. Let me just see what your URL is. Are you linkedin.com/Spencer Pratt?
Damn, they have it like that.
Yeah.
So maybe he really does have mine. How did he get that?
Oh, man.
I'm signing up for mine right now, but I don't know what to put.
I have /Spencer/Pratt/A8/40A/A01.
So you are on LinkedIn, but you don't have the URL for your name.
Which should be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you go and see what your profile is?
It says it underneath on the bottom. So let me see. Like, for instance, if I looked at, people also viewed Heidi Montag. Is Heidi's on LinkedIn? But she doesn't really have a filled in profile. So let me go to my page. Really?
So
I don't
know. Yeah.
Like, for instance, my LinkedIn is linkedin.com/in/Rob Spencer. I don't update it a lot because I'm not looking for a job right now.
And to be honest, I don't think anyone's about to give me a job off of this damn thing. So I don't really care. So it's just like a Facebook where you pretend you're like in business.
I don't really know. Again, I feel like I'm a little bit in the know on social media. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing on LinkedIn other than looking for jobs. Like when I was looking for work, I used to be on it a lot. I don't go on it a lot when I'm not.
I just signed up for it, but I feel like it's a mistake.
So I can get a job off of this?
Yeah, you could certainly look for jobs on here.
But yeah, it's not 100% guaranteed.
There's legit people on this that just requested me, like an actual president of a TV network.
I mean, it's professional. It's for professional people.
So how do I get verified so these people know I'm legit?
I don't know. The one thing I do like is that people can endorse you for stuff. So I like it when people like give you.
Yeah, but
like,
it's all fake endorsements because you can just have your mom be like, "He's really good at organization."
No, but they count them. So you have a count like that in next to your talents. Like it has like right now, like I have a 63 in new media. Like it's like a clout score type thing. So I just like it when people like, "Oh, that was really nice that they gave me a thing." I only have 26 in podcasting, though.
You know, I love reading what people say their like titles are. I think Kanye has created this new like career where people can just write in all caps "creative." It's like, oh, you're a creative. That me too.
Yeah,
yeah.
What job do we get with that title, buddy?
Yeah, it's hard when you don't work in like a real company to say what your title is.
So you just say "creative" all caps.
I don't know what you do. It's hard to not sound douchey. Because you either sound super douchey or you sound like, oh, he's probably unemployed.
Oh, speaking of jobs, I went to get my knee looked at to see if I need knee surgery. And the knee doctor looks at me and goes, "So what do you do for a living?" I go, I guess you could say reality TV. And he laughs. He goes, "Oh, no, really?" And I'm like, "Well, I've been doing reality TV going on 10 years now." And he's like, "And they pay you for that?" I'm like, "They used to. Now I got to pay $35,000 just to get a boat to be on TV." But I mean, this guy was literally like, and then he's like, "Well, what's your backup?" I'm like, "Well, I just finished college. I got a degree." And he's like, "Oh, thank God you got a brain." And I was like, "Fool, do you see me hating on your job over right. here saying how like being a knee doctor sucks? Like, settle
it's
down."
It's like you have Don Rickles as your doctor.
And then the worst is like, I wanted to be like, "Well, I'm into podcasting," but then he would have been like, "Well, what's your backup for podcasting?" I'm like, "Well, Rob makes 80 grand a month." Well,
yeah, dude, grow up. And he doesn't even have to go to the office every day unless you call his home the office. Then he goes there every day.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Freaking. But yeah, doctors shouldn't be able to talk shit about your job or lack of a job.
I did just endorse you, Spencer, in a number of different skills.
Did you endorse me?
Well, are you on LinkedIn?
I just barely signed up while we were talking, dude, but now I'm really kind of regretting it.
Add a few skills you have. Oh, they gave me some options. That's nice.
Yeah,
look at that. Thank you. I'll take all of these. Save.
Nice. I always just thought that LinkedIn was something annoying that people you don't really know did and then invited you to.
Yeah.
Is that what
it is?
That's
exactly what it is.
Oh, then I think I'm doing it right. Add your skills. Holy crap, dude. I'm going to add every skill.
Oh, Tyson, wait until you start getting a LinkedIn request from every single Survivor person in the entire world.
Is that even Billy Garcia?
Oh, he'll be the first one. Oh, every single Survivor. And then it's like, I feel bad to not say, but it's like, do I need to go on and be connected to every single Survivor? Like, join my professional network. What professional network?
Yeah, I don't want to be in a professional network, do I?
Oh, this is the funniest thing. It says, when did you attend University of Southern California? This looks like a straight up joke. 2003 to 2013.
So you're obviously a doctor, dude.
Like, whoa, do I look smart?
Yeah.
Is this your current position, entertainer, producer at Pratt Productions? Yep, I'll go with that title.
Yeah.
There we go. Look at that. I got a company.
Spencer, I endorsed him in social media, entertainment, video production, new media television, and digital media and film.
It doesn't have a podcast. I'm adding podcast.
You have to add it as a custom one.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Podcasting. Oh, okay. Save. So can we look into how to, I want to get a verified check mark on this thing.
You didn't even know you were on it before.
Tell Paul that I'm down to, I'll pay. What's the going rate for my LinkedIn account? They need to get a new word. I can't even say it.
See, Heidi needs to get verified because there's a Heidi Montag that's like in all caps. There's one that's CEO. Either that or she started making her account a couple times and didn't finish it.
I have a feeling Heidi wasn't making any
LinkedIn account.
I apologize. She did. She started one.
Yeah.
When your title was Entertainer Producer Productions, what were your responsibilities? Spending money.
By the way, when I look at Spencer's LinkedIn, it says people also viewed the two fake Heidi Montags, Lauren Conrad, Rob Kardashian, and Kylie Jenner.
What a squad.
Kylie Jenner's on LinkedIn also?
Maybe. Yeah. We don't know because it doesn't. Profile strength.
She lists herself as host on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think that's a little bit of an embellishment.
I don't think Kylie really made a LinkedIn account.
Why can't you say LinkedIn?
There it is. LinkedIn. I don't know. When it's spelled like that, it just looks LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. That's something else. That's when you get shot at the movie theater.
LinkedIn.com.
I didn't graduate from college, so I just put the college I went to, but didn't put any type of years or anything.
Okay.
So that's cool, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're using it to as a resume to get a corporate job, are you?
Well, you don't know.
That's why I said I don't think you are.
I'm not. I don't want a corporate job. Those are
not right
not
for you.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not.
If somebody would give me a corporate job, I would take it.
Really? Yeah. You think you go to work at like 8 a.m. till like 8 p.m. every day?
If it paid like $80 million a year, like these corporate jobs that these ballers get.
Even if I don't think I could do that.
What is the title of your publication? When did I get a publication?
It's the
Spice Hour.
All right. Well, this is a good voicemail to play from Joe as Spencer is working on his LinkedIn. Here's another question for Spencer from Joe.
Hey, Spicen. This is Joe. My question is for Spencer. You mentioned before that you had recorded a pilot for a reality show. And I was thinking if your reality show got picked up, you might get a little busy and won't have time to do your normal tasks like picking up your burritos. And was just wondering if you would need an assistant. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Joe is offering to be Spencer's assistant. Now, we've already established there are some guidelines that Spencer could not have a female assistant. Here is Joe, who sounds male, has spelled J-O-E. I think that sounds like a guy's name. Could Joe potentially be Spencer's assistant?
Does he live in the greater Santa Barbara area?
He didn't say.
I don't need an assistant. I have Heidi.
Yep.
Wow.
Heidi does everything.
Okay. You turn it down an assistant?
Yeah, Heidi's got everything covered. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, wow. Tyson, would you turn down an assistant? You wouldn't turn that down.
Well, it depends on what he's going to do for me. Not sexually.
No, nobody's talking anything sexual.
Whoa. Yeah, well, I didn't I didn't want minds to wander right when you were like, said.
We are violently refuting that notion.
Okay. An assistant. I don't really know what I'd need an assistant for, but I mean, as long as he wasn't too invasive and he would do, all the busy work, like I could probably send him to work in my stead and just never have to go into the office ever.
Yeah.
It just asked me, do you have any volunteer experience? I guess they haven't heard my hit single. I don't volunteer. I'm a celebrity.
Can you embed that YouTube clip?
Out of here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
See, I'm trying to find an assistant right now, but it's weird for me because I work completely out of my house and I'm sort of like in my pajamas all day. And I'm just not sure how much I want another person here in this disaster, just like on an ongoing basis.
Speaking of volunteers and stuff, you know that Locks for Love thing?
Yes.
Every time I clean out my shower drain, I think that they're missing an opportunity here if they like would take like shipments of shower drain hair.
Mm. We need to start our own. I met this person that sells those keys. And I guess if you buy a key for like $100 to like wear around your neck, that $100 goes to somebody. But like, I don't believe it. So we should sell like Lucky's rabbit's foot or something. And
like the Lance Armstrong bracelets.
Or a rabbit's foot. But yeah, I like that. So we need to, our talismans. We'll just give a little bit of money to homeless wizards.
That's our cost.
Aren't all wizards homeless?
They want to move in your home, right? I feel like that's their whole scam. Like, I'm just going to set up a room here. Well, I'm just going to move in.
I would let a wizard live with me.
Yeah, but I don't know how you get them to leave eventually.
If they're a good wizard, you probably don't want them to.
Yeah,
you get it, you cast a spell, duh.
Yeah.
All right, let me play one more voicemail from Laura Holzwasser.
Okay.
Hi, Spicen and Rob. It's Laura Holzwasser.
Oh.
I have an idea for Spencer and Heidi the next time they're at a party. Bring that 5-pound cola gummy bear, soak it in tequila, and then give it out as basically gummy shots. Mm. Let me know if it tastes good, because you guys can be the guinea pigs. Thanks.
Wow. Too bad Spencer already finished his.
Yeah, mine's long gone, but if we get another one from the wish list we're not supposed to talk about.
What's the street value of a 5-pound gummy bear?
Well, right now it's just at market value.
Yeah.
But in the apocalypse, like you mentioned before.
Well, what's the market value of it right now? Pre-apocalypse.
I think it's like $20.
$20. Okay.
And one girl bought all three of them at the same time for us.
Well,
damn, what's her name? Shout her out.
I already shouted her out.
Again.
Well, I don't keep all this whole list forever and ever. So let's see if I still have her name here.
Thought you got it tattooed.
No, I don't have her name here anymore. Yeah.
All right.
I keep the package slips until we've shouted them out, and then
you shred them.
Yeah, I shred them so
it's
that
nobody. Dangerous when you link your email to your LinkedIn, because then you start realizing like, oh my God, there's so many shady people I do not want to like have any connection to. Like you gotta like untab them. Heidi said, that's why I stopped. It's like, I don't want to be linked with any of these people.
Yeah. Well, at any given point, there's a lot of invitations coming in.
Yeah, you've already opened the floodgates.
Tyson, how many survivors have added you on LinkedIn so far?
So far? I don't know. I've gotten like 10 or 15 invites. But I used to get them all the time anyways, because people would link their email account and then it emails everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's like a rookie move if you like just hit like next one too many times.
I almost just did that. I almost just invited.
Do you want us to send an invitation to every single person you know? No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, it's the worst because it's like, I barely know you. How do you even have my email address?
So does anybody on your Periscopes know how to get a verified check mark on LinkedIn?
And do you need one?
Do I need one? I love being verified. I'm verified on everything right now.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm verifying you right now on LinkedIn. Is that not good enough for you?
Ooh, my dream. Oh. You can share like Facebook.
Yeah, you can do a bunch of stuff on there, but all that does is annoy the people that you really know in real life.
Yeah, I feel like the move is you write like blog posts about business on and then just share them.
I'm writing like, my future
like
office.
I figured it out, like the secret to this.
A bunch of crystals on it.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can talk about crystals on there and if they're helping you in business.
That is
the dopest office I've ever seen.
Whose office?
Somebody on my profile just shared it. You'll see it.
All right, you ready to get into the spice and news?
So those were way better voicemails. Thank you, listeners, for improving.
Yeah,
I'm super stoked about the news, dude.
Okay, spice and voicemail, by the way, if you want to get it in for next week, go to robiswebsite.com/spice and voicemail. Here's the news.
Give me the
Spicin' News. All right, Spicin' News, everybody. Of course, we follow the news very closely all week long. These are the biggest stories from the week. This was one, I believe, Tyson, you found this one. You unearthed this story, and it is a NASA story where NASA is offering to pay $18,000 to volunteers to not leave bed for 70 straight days. Because they want to see what would be the long-term effects of people going into space. Tyson, is this an enticing offer for you?
18 grand for 70 straight days of just laying in bed really doesn't seem too bad, because the only time I really want to get out of bed is when I have to pee, but I think they rig you up to some pee machine so you don't even have to do that.
Mm.
So like in the article, it says like you can still play on your phone and watch TV and do all the cool things that you like to do anyways.
Podcast?
You can podcast. Yeah, you can do everything as long as you're on your back in bed. Well, I don't even think you have to be on your back, But I think they're testing and looking at the muscle atrophy. So I feel like somebody that maybe could stand to shed a few pounds anyways would maybe be ideal for this.
So can I just add this as my job on LinkedIn right now on my profile?
And just assume that they're going to get that you're going to get it?
Yeah, people be like, oh, he's working with NASA now.
But aren't there people that get in accidents that they could just do this with and monitor them for 70 days? Like people that get into like a car accident or something and they just can't get out of bed for 70 days?
Rob, I feel like you're going to screw a lot of people out of 18 grand by giving NASA these ideas.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Was this on one of those Onion fake sites? Because this seems way too good to be true.
No,
it's not from the Onion.
It's not from the Onion.
Is that 18 grand tax-free since it's a government job?
I doubt it.
No,
I'm pretty sure the government jobs don't pay you in tax-free money.
They do
if you're overseas.
Because if they're paying you...
In a war zone, I think it's tax-free.
If they're paying you and then you're giving them a cut back from what they paid you, wouldn't it just make more sense to cut that last transaction out?
Yeah. That's a good question. So... Tyson, you would do this?
I would investigate it, but I feel like bed sores and I'm pretty skinny already, so I'd just be so grossly disgusting at the end of it. I don't know if I could do it. 18 grand is like right on the bubble there for me to
right.
do it.
It works out too.
I definitely have already spent 70 days straight in a bed.
70 like, days straight?
Yeah. And remember,
for sure.
18,000 total.
College? Maybe I did 365 once.
Holy cow, dude. So were you doing like online courses or how did
No, why do you think it took me 11 years to graduate, brah?
Okay. Six of those years were spent in bed.
Yeah, I was getting ready for my NASA dream job.
What would you do there for 70 days, Spencer?
Lots of Netflix, lots of Tetris. Lots of burritos.
Snapchat.
Lots of Snapchat. Lots of sleep. I mean,
Snapchat would be so boring.
Right. No way.
Podcasting. You could do podcasting.
I could do
Spencer.
So much. I bet the list to like get that job is so long. I bet it's like impossible.
Do you think it's longer than the list of people that want to move to Mars?
How long is that list?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you get your own room or do you have a roommate?
I don't know. It would be nice if you could kind of like switch it up and be like, hey, I want to hang out with people today. And now I just want to be in bed by myself. So I don't know all the details because I'm not the one that put out the job offer. But
yeah. I think you have to have a good LinkedIn before they look at you.
Yeah, but the thing is that it seems like mostly they just want you to stay in bed. So you can do anything as long as you're in your bed.
Yeah. All right. How do people apply for this? Where do they go? NASA.gov?
Yeah, NASA.gov, I think, probably is where you would apply. It's probably already filled up because I imagine that's a pretty coveted job.
Yeah. I think people were giving their phone numbers in the comments section on this website.
Yeah, they were. I saw that. They were like, call me.
Yeah. It was probably Lindsey Graham's phone number.
Is he a politician?
He is.
Lindsey is a man's name?
It is. Careful.
Can we get like Hillary Clinton or somebody or Donald Trump or somebody on our podcast?
I suspect we could get Donald Trump. Somebody. Seems like he'll do any interview.
Yeah.
Well, we should do that. We should get like totally relevant to what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people, especially in the Republican side of things, that are running for president that I feel like a lot of them would probably just take any publicity.
Well, let's get that a big fat dude. The guy from Jersey.
Chris Christie?
Yeah.
Well, I doubt he's going to come on with us after you called him the big fat dude.
Well, I think he doesn't lost know weight. That he's a little fat, then that's sure, on him.
Yeah, but he lost weight. Chris Christie.
With the Fen?
I don't know what he did, but I think he lost weight. He used to be bigger, but I think he lost weight. But I got to be honest, I didn't think he looked great the last time I saw him on TV.
Is Wiener running? That guy?
No, Anthony Wiener is not running for president.
I know him by a different name. His Twitter alias.
Yeah.
So, what's his Twitter alias?
Tell us his Twitter. I'll look it up because it's pretty funny.
Oh, the one that he like had with his fake account?
Yeah. All right. So back
off the politics.
Yeah. That's only going to get you in trouble. Talk about politics too much.
I already learned that. Damn Sarah Palin took my whole career out the door.
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
That's solid. That's not almost as good as cool Lambert guy. No, that's cool guy. Dope. Cool guy.
All right. So Sony Pictures is working on a new movie about emoji. Is this a good idea? Yes or no?
It's
my mom and Heidi would stand in line for that movie.
It was just sold as a concept. So like they didn't even have anything. They were just like, and a movie about emojis. And Sony's like, we'll pay for that.
Mm. How much did they pay for it?
Why didn't we pitch that? I guarantee you, like George Clooney pitched it.
Yeah. So, well, if George Clooney picked it, then it's got to be something about the Middle East and stuff in there too, right?
I don't know.
You're saying that if George Clooney pitched that, then it's obviously an agenda film of sorts.
Was Tomorrowland an agenda film?
Yes, it definitely was.
Well, I have no idea.
It was about destroying planet Earth.
I guess that makes sense.
Now, Rob tried to get me, but he got God.
He got God. I don't know anything about Tomorrowland. I like that looks stupid.
Speaking of news, you see Colin Farrell get licked or sniffed or kissed by that fan on Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
So are we done talking about the emoji movie?
No, I wanted to talk more about it.
No, I just was looking. I was checking all my news files that I had stored up for the podcast. Sorry.
Yeah. So I watched a blurb on the emoji movie because somebody else made fun of it, like on a talk show. And they did like a little reading from it. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. And it was just like smiley face with heart eyes, fire, explosion, winky face, kissy face. And that was the whole script. It was just communication in emojis.
Yeah, that's
maybe
pretty good.
Maybe it's just like You Got Mail, except for in text emojis. So it's Tom Hanks.
Are there subtitles?
And Sally Fields. And when they communicate with each other, instead of You Got Mail, where they're like, oh, look, You Got Mail, and it's an email. It's just like emojis instead of words.
I think it'll be more like Wreck-It Ralph. So like your keyboard when you're not looking is alive, and then they're like fighting for placement to get into your favorites.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're like
your favorite emojis.
Yeah, like in that section. Otherwise, you're off in like the no man's land. You'll never be used over here. There's so many trains.
Yeah,
I picture a little bit of Lego Movie in it too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more like the Smurfs, where I feel like there's like happy emoji.
Wait. I feel like we need to talk about you watching the Smurfs first.
Cartoon?
Oh, the cartoon. I thought you meant like the real life movie.
I never saw the actual real life movie.
Okay. Well, you saved a little face there. So go on with your Smurfs
well, that's
comment.
Exactly what the emoji movie is all about, a little face.
Saving face?
Yeah.
Saving a little face?
That's the plot of the emoji. They're saving face. And so there's like a happy one. There's a sad one. And just like the Smurfs are like, you know, there's a grumpy Smurf, whatever.
Seven Dwarfs. You're thinking Seven Dwarfs now.
Oh, is there a grump? Yeah, okay. My bad. Whatever the Smurfs are, there's like a bashful. No, that's a Smurf. That's a Smurf. That's a dwarf.
That's a dwarf too.
There's like brainy Smurf and like, yeah.
That's a Smurf.
Yeah. Then there's like one that's, there's one that's really clumsy.
Gargamel.
No, I think his name is Clumsy.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's basically the plot of every Smurfs episode, is just that Clumsy Smurf just like F something up.
I thought it was always trying to get with Smurfette.
Yeah, there's like one like brawny Smurf, right?
Probably.
Yeah. And that's like emoji. The Smurfs are all basically like just one thing.
I feel like they can pull from a bunch of different ones.
I think whoever thought of this is a genius.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge movie.
The best part is that they sold it as a concept. Like, they didn't have, like, a real script or anything. They were just like, I don't know, a movie about emojis?
Like, that's a genius right
really
there.
Good.
Yeah.
It's really, really
who
good.
Who did sell it? That'll tell us everything. Because it's like, if they're super legit, who sold it?
Yeah. Well, how about this? If you were going to be a voice in the emoji movie, what emoji would you be the voice of?
The poop.
The poop.
The little swirly poop.
You know what? I think Spencer Pratt as the poop, I think that would definitely fly.
I'm just trying to get in Sharknado's spinoff, like Stingray Odo.
Well, Tyson.
Oh, dude. I really feel like on LinkedIn, you should start pushing to be the poop voice on.
You should just have that in your resume that you are
the poop voice on it.
The voice of the poop emoji.
There was a 3-studio bidding war auction for that pitch. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. They have it written. It's a solid written pitch by who's Anthony Leodonis.
That's the guy that wanted to fight you on Twitter.
If I would fight him if he let me be the poop.
Tyson, what emoji would you be?
I want to be the winky face with the frown.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't even think that's a real emoji. I invented that one. I don't know. There's so many good emojis.
Yeah.
It's like an untapped, it's like an untapped, like it keeps growing and it's completely untapped. And so you can do probably 30 movies about it and still have more content.
Oh my gosh, this is great. I've heard that another pitch is going to be shopped shortly. So there's a reason for Sony Animation to move quickly. There's going to be 2 emoji movies dropping.
Oh, it's like A Bug's Life and Ants.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no wonder why. It's not like Tyson and Rob and I made a little. This guy was the director of Kung Fu Panda. So it's like, oh, it's like you're already legit. You can make up anything you want.
Yeah, he's got a ton of street cred.
Yeah.
It's like, and he's got an agent.
Do we know how much he got paid?
A lot more than me.
I think it was the number in emoji was like $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$.
No, it was the 100. It was the 100 emoji.
And then eyes popping out of the head in complete shock.
Yeah, champagne, martini glass.
Laugh, LOL, LOL, LOL. Just nonstop.
Okay. So this week, the Huffington Post came out with a list of the best celebrities to follow on Snapchat. And somehow, everybody on the Spice & Hour was snubbed.
Everybody?
Yes.
In what?
The Huffington Post came out with a list of
the top
best,
Snapchat accounts.
Yeah.
Best Damn, celebrities to follow on Snapchat. Who made that list?
The person's name was Jackie Oshry. She's the associate social media editor.
Who made the cut of this? We obviously hate that person who made the list.
Yeah.
Okay. She Your posted. Friend. The people were... Calvin Harris.
Who's that?
That's rigged because he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So does it have their names? Because I want to follow all these people to see what they're doing.
Yeah, Calvin Harris, his name is just one word, Calvin Harris. There is the great Ariana Grande, who talks about donuts and America on Snapchat. Her Snapchat name is Moonlight Bay, B-A-E.
Wow, she didn't want to buy her name from anyone.
Yeah. So you can follow Moonlight Bay on Snapchat.
Love you, Bay.
Okay. Then there is also Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid. That would be Gigi Hadid's little sister.
Okay. And her name on Snapchat is Baby Bells 777. That's B-E-L-S, not like... There is also Caitlin Bristow.
Oh my God, from The Bachelorette.
Snapback Bean.
That's the show we need to get on, dude, because they get so much publicity from that shit.
I have a helicopter pretty much about to take over the house. Hold on.
So where is he going?
He said there's a helicopter circling outside. So, do we have a song for that?
I thought that helicopter was landing. I actually just started following this Ashley Benson. She's got a solid Snapchat. What these other people?
Who's Ashley Benson?
She's
on. Oh, you're skipping ahead. You're skipping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Sorry. The other people, Paris Hilton is real Paris
She's
Hilton.
She's good. I follow her.
Joe Jonas.
Hate Snapchat. Don't follow him.
Jose Dam. Jose Adam, I guess is his name.
Why do they all have these weird names instead of their real name?
Because they don't want people to find them, I think.
No, because little Scottish haters probably got their names first, too.
Oh, man.
And then Rihanna.
Oh, speaking of Lucky Llama and stealing names, the other day I told the coffee shop that I go, you better hurry up and get your Snapchat before Starbucks or Coffee Bean just takes your name. I was joking. And the next day I saw my buddy who owns the shop. I'm like, you on Snapchat? And he's like, all of our usernames are taken. I'm like, dog, it's cold world out here.
Mm.
So people even steal like competitor businesses to like shut down so they can't even promote their brands.
Is that what happened to you with Spencer Pratt?
Obviously. So back to the list. We're at Ashley Benson.
Kylie Jenner and Rihanna. I do follow Riri.
I follow Rihanna, Kylie, Ashley Benson. Who's Hannah Bromfin?
Some lady.
I don't know. But don't you feel like Snapchat is broken, that it's like you got to like find a list on the internet to figure out who to follow?
No, yeah, that's the hard whole point, because that means it's more intimate, whereas these other, you can just click anybody. This means you really want to follow somebody because you had to like search them out.
Google it.
So that extra step means you care.
Wow. Yeah. It means you're not going to leave. You're not going to be as fickle.
Yeah. So apparently the key to Snapchat success is being a beautiful girl and posting selfies. That is the common denominator that Lita figured out.
Well, I can do both of those.
Yeah. Lita also put in the show notes, everybody wants to hear the guy's take on the Ashley Madison hacking.
It doesn't concern me.
Suckers.
it's actually, I think it's pretty funny because their whole thing is being discreet. And I had only just heard of Ashley Madison. So in Utah, believe it or not, they don't do too many television ads for Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Colorado on a guy's trip mountain biking, and every commercial, we were watching Jurassic Park, the original one, at night on TV. And every TV commercial in the hotel was like for Ashley Madison.
Right.
And right, it was crazy. I didn't know that that thing even existed. Yeah. And one of my friends told me what it was. And he actually proceeded to sign up to show us how hilarious it was. So now he's going to get busted.
So wait, your friend goes on Ashley Madison and just sees like what's on there?
Yeah, just to show, just to be like, this is exactly what it is. So Ashley Madison,
just to pay for it?
We didn't even tell people what Ashley Madison was.
Okay.
Ashley Madison is a website. It's ashleymadison.com, I believe. And its sole purpose is to have affairs with other people. So you sign in and it shows you like who's nearby where you're at. Like you put in a zip code or it tracks you somehow or something.
Right.
And then you can start connecting with other married or in relationship people. And so, yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, it's for people that are like, I'd like to cheat on my wife, but I don't know anybody to cheat on my wife with.
Let me get on the website because they have like a weird tagline, like you only live once, have an affair.
Your
or
life
something
is short, have an affair.
Wow, Rob.
I have it open. You told me, you said we're talking about.
I was the CEO of that company, and I knew that like part of our whole business was like people not finding out about it. I definitely would have spent more money on cybersecurity, like you morons.
Yeah. Well, yeah, on the bottom of the page, it has a trusted security award, 100% discreet.
Even still?
SSL secure.
Even still. Think you guys can take that down. It should say in parentheses, except when we're hacked and everyone's info is given out.
So on Ashley Madison, where you go and you have an affair with somebody.
Heidi's claiming she did it.
She did it.
Heidi just woke up from being sound asleep on the couch and looked at me and goes, I did it.
She did what?
She hacked Ashley Madison.
To see if Spencer was on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some anti-corporation like 12 Monkeys or something that hacked it.
Yeah. Is there ever a thing on Ashley Madison where like a woman is like cheating on her husband with a guy and then she finds out that the guy wasn't married and was like, what? How could you do this to me? You're not married?
Yeah. I don't.
You weren't married this whole time? And I thought you were?
Probably. Wow.
We need a sneeze break song.
Sneeze break.
Just go ahead and sneeze, man, but just stay away from the microphone.
What did you find on Ashley Madison when your friend was on there?
He just got on and we looked around. He like looked around at the local girls in Colorado to see like what the population was, and it was like ridiculous. Like it looked like people were probably driving hundreds of miles.
Yeah. Do you see pictures? Like, isn't that a pretty easy move if you want to see if your spouse is cheating on you to go on Ashley Madison and see if there are pictures on there?
Yeah, but I feel like if you approach your spouse and are like, hey, I saw you're on Ashley Madison, and then she's like, you're on Ashley Madison? Yeah, but only to see if you were.
Yeah.
See?
Well, I think that that's the tell, and then maybe you don't call them out on Ashley Madison, but then you figure out then the other, like, what the, then you could track them from there.
Yeah. Who is Ashley Madison? Is she like a Heidi Fleiss?
No, I think it's probably just a, like a Victoria's Secret. Yeah.
Well, we should start HeidiFleiss.com and just go.
And still what? Start a prostitution ring?
I didn't say that. That would be illegal in many states. What are you, a cop?
Well, what are you going to do on HeidiFleiss.com?
Well, we get everyone going there thinking there was hookers.
Why don't you get Heidi Fleiss Snapchat and go from there?
Who's Heidi Fleiss?
She ran a whole prostitution ring.
This
that
is
was
how
like in the
funny
90s.
My dad is. When I was in like probably middle school, Heidi Fleiss, right after like everything cracked off with her fame with Charlie Sheen and everything, she opened a t-shirt boutique on 3rd Street Promenade. And my dad took me in there, and I remember having like not getting it, you know, as a kid, and like got a Heidi Fleiss to give me her like a shirt, not the one she was wearing, and she like signed it and everything, and it's like, why is my dad taking me in like the hookers, like madam's like boutique to get like a signed shirt? Like, what?
Well, how'd she sign it?
I think just with a pen. I'm pretty sure.
Is this the same dad that wanted you to change your last name when you were on the hills?
Yeah, he'd been drinking, I think. Okay. And I think my mom like
and was like,
him
hey, let's go get
that.
This t-shirt from Heidi Fleiss.
My dad got so drunk last night at this party that he rolls up on me and I was dead serious. And he's like, tequila is so good. It's like orange juice. And I was like, really? Orange juice? That must be really good.
So is that like a thing that Skip loves is orange juice or?
I was not aware of that. But then I was like, if that's how good it is, you must really love orange juice.
Yeah, because I know how good tequila is.
You know your dad's drunk when you look at his feet and he's on the dance floor with no shoes, like he was wearing heels and like had to like really go big.
I feel like I would know my dad is drunk if he was on the dance floor. Yeah.
Oh no, I look over, my dad has no shoes on, his hands like inside his shirt, like he's like holding his breasts, like I don't even know what was going on.
It's so crazy to me when people are barefoot at places like this, because it's a bunch of drunk people dropping glasses and shattering, and then they're like, I'm just gonna roll barefoot because why not?
And then he's like, where are my shoes? I put them by this bush.
Now, did you offer your dad, hey dad, if you like tequila, you should have it with some 5-pound gummy bear in it?
No, I didn't.
Did your dad find his shoes?
My dad, somebody was like, oh, Skip, you're having fun. He's like, my son is getting me so drunk, he's going to ask for a loan. Oh, and I want to be like, oh, I don't need a loan. I live in your beach house. Thanks.
Yeah. I do have to say, the party, it looked like it was pretty crazy, but they were playing Unchained Melody a lot at that party.
What's Unchained Melody?
The song. Yeah, sing it out for us.
Guys, this song isn't Ghost.
Ooh.
It was the song that was in every one of Spencer's
Heidi
Snapchat
said it's
videos.
Called Etta James.
It's not called Etta James.
That's not Heidi. At Last?
No, that's the song that Etta James sings.
All right, we're talking about different songs. Heidi was at a different party.
What party was Heidi at?
Her own party.
Yeah. All right, a couple more news stories. There's a new app that's called Tender, which is basically Tinder for food, where they show you different pictures of food.
It's a genius idea.
And you swipe right or left, and then it saves you the recipe to your cookbook so you can find it later. What do you think? Are you in or out on Tender?
I know Rob's out because he hates food photos.
I don't like food porn.
You're a Blue Apron fan. But I think it's a pretty good idea, and I think the better idea would be if the pictures of food were from restaurants, and then
patent
if you
pending,
liked it,
patent pending.
If you liked it, then it would show you where the restaurant was and what the menu item was. But I think that there's a new app out, and my idea for this app was like 10 years ago, where instead of ranking the restaurant like Yelp does, you rank the certain dish that you had at the restaurant. Because not everything at every restaurant is delicious. Right. So instead of giving the restaurant itself a 5-star review, you give the dish that you had a 5-star review. That way, when people go to that particular restaurant, they know what dish to order.
Is there an app that ranks toilets? Because my biggest issue with with places is what their public restrooms like.
I actually think there is.
Because there's certain restaurants that I know going in advance, I love the food, but I will not go in their bathroom. So I'm either got to hold it, so that's the app I'm looking for is how
clean. I think George Costanza invented that.
How clean is your restroom?
Yeah. That's,
and there should be an app. Does this restroom have actual paper towels to dry your hands? Because air blowers are the dirtiest things ever. Because when you stick your hand in, say this person,
touch the side.
No, yeah, and it's blowing air of somebody who maybe didn't fully wash the piss off their hand that they peed on. So I'm now getting piss blown onto my hand.
Yeah, piss air.
So it's like, where's that app?
I think what they need to do with that app is say, this is when our restroom was last renovated or was constructed. This is how often we clean it, and then have a customer ranking.
Yeah, I like that.
Wow.
Because I like going into a newer restroom that's got like all the amenities and also looks nice instead of going in. Even if you go into a clean one that's obviously like 40 years old, there's just got to be so much germ residue built up throughout the 30 years.
Oh, and then the bonus is I will go to a restaurant just based off if their bathroom has an open air window with a nice breeze coming in. Then I'm like, I can just get some fresh oxygen. And if you don't have a window, you damn better have some big ass fan at the top where fresh air is coming in.
Or sucking all the dirty air out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't care.
A lot of requirements.
Heidi just goes, yeah.
Bathrooms.
You're very particular.
Yeah. If you want me to use your restroom, these are my demands.
Okay.
Heidi says, I just go on the side of the road. Oh my gosh.
The other day,
in the car back to the game, the soccer game. So we're in gridlock traffic going into the game at the Rose Bowl. And we're with my dad, obviously, because he bought the tickets, right? Got to bring them. And Heidi has to go to the bathroom so badly. And she's like, I'm just going to get out right here. My dad, literally, who doesn't even know what Snapchat is like, I really don't think that is what you need to have somebody Snapchatting you peeing on the side of the road. I'm not sure that would be the best thing for you. And like, I was like, Dad, genius statement. But Heidi wanted to literally get out and go on the side of the road with like gridlock traffic. And I was like, Heidi, this is not Crested Butte, Colorado. We're in Pasadena. You will get arrested. Like, there's cops everywhere.
Well, that's a perfect segue to this last news story that I have about there's a big problem with people peeing on the streets in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And so
I thought it was pooping.
Well, that's probably a bigger problem also. But because people are peeing on so many walls in San Francisco, that there is a new invention, which is called pee-proof paint.
Yeah, I saw that. And the paint like actually rejects moisture and spits it back. So like you pee thinking it's just going to absorb onto the brick or the wall, and it ricochets back onto your pants and stuff, and it gets you all wet and gross.
So if you see somebody walk around San Francisco with like big pee stains like on their shins, you know that was the peer.
But would you rather have pee stains on your shins or around your crotchal region?
Oh, like you wet your pants?
Yeah.
We should, as a prank, get some of that paint and paint a bunch of urinals. Can you imagine you're pissing in a urinal and it just starts like bouncing off like so crazier than it already does?
Wow, that would be pretty crazy. Now hopefully you do that in a restroom that has paper towels and not the air blower, so there's not more pee in the air.
In Santa Barbara, where we live, they just had to make a new law where they made it actually illegal to pee and poop on State Street. And I was like, wait, this was legal for a while? I guess they hadn't
changed the law.
Yeah, they had to like make it like an actual misdemeanor or whatever, because before it was just like a citation ticket where like nothing happened. So everyone was just pooping and peeing on State Street.
Yeah, like in 1849, it was legal and they hadn't changed the law since.
Heidi just showed me she got 9,000 views on her Snap story last night.
How?
Dude.
Which one? The one where she was dancing?
Heidi just says, you got to get her dance moves.
I don't even get a tenth of that.
There were some Heidi dance moves that I actually had to like delete my snaps. I was like, these are not appropriate for Snapchat. There's minors on this.
Yeah.
Do you think Snapchat has an algorithm that if your dance move is too sexual, it just will play it?
I don't think there's any restrictions, right?
No, I'm pretty sure on public things you can't put porno because they deleted mine when I tried.
You tried to put porno on Snapchat?
That's how I lost Spencer Pratt to that Scottish kid.
Wait, so you put porn on Snapchat?
So they took away my account, he got it, and now I'm Pratt Spencer.
So you're just waiting for him to put porn on Snapchat.
And then I'm going to counter.
Yeah.
With more porn?
Do we have any movie reviews? Has anybody seen any of these movies
out?
Hold on,
wait. What if you do like some sort of like ice bucket challenge where you tag him and like, oh, it's the post porn on Snapchat challenge. Spencer Pratt, you just got tagged.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to report that as like,
if we could just get all our listeners to report him as doing like pornography.
No, don't do that. That's a dangerous game.
Let's not get a case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do it, guys.
Yeah.
Anybody see Southpaw?
No, but I saw Jake Gyllenhaal on The Daily Show.
Oh, so how was that?
It was pretty good.
Did anyone see Trainwreck?
No. Did you?
Nope.
Have you seen anything?
I'm trying to lose weight so I can't go in movie theaters.
Did anybody see anything?
I eat too much.
No, I haven't seen a movie since Bergen was born.
Oh, see, Heidi, that's how much babies change your life.
I haven't seen a movie since Dominic was born.
Although our new movie theater here has a cry room in the back that is soundproof, but it has speakers inside it so you can take your baby into the cry room and still enjoy the movie and the baby can cry and nobody else in the theater can hear you.
Is that where you went to go see Jurassic World?
No, Jurassic World I saw before baby was born.
I thought you said that the movie theater you went to for your birthday party had a crying room.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is tonight Caitlyn Jenner? Oh my God, it is.
What's tonight with Caitlyn Jenner?
It's tonight. I am Kate, July 26th. This is who I really am. Oh my God, it's going down tonight. Breaking news.
Is it a full TV show or just a special?
My knee, I moved my knee. Oh my God, oh my God.
You were so excited you moved your hurt knee?
Yes, I like went to do a jig and I just...
A happy jig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't jig. All right, guys, this is a new record. We made it over an hour without Rob booting us off for one of his other 400 podcasts.
Oh, but they got a lot to do, but nothing right behind us.
All right, for once.
Yeah. All right. Well, great show today.
Well, on that note, we're ending.
Yeah. <that's it.
laughs> On that note, Hashtag Rob has some free time.
Yeah, I have to go back to editing other stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I thought you had editors. When I saw you on Snapchat doing your own editing, I was like, man, this guy really is.
Yeah, I don't edit everything myself, but there's a lot of things I do have to edit.
Yeah, Scott St. Pierre edits some.
He edits this show and he does a great job.
Do you do it, Scott? Thanks, Scott. Do you do it in GarageBand?
No, I use Audition.
Whoa, is that
yeah, it's part of the Adobe suite.
Whoa, this sounds expensive.
It's okay. All right. We need a hashtag for this episode of the podcast. I got a couple of options.
Okay.
Okay.
We didn't do our 5-star rating of the week. Should we do that after this?
Whatever you want to do. Do it now?
We'll do hashtag first and then I'll...
Let's do the hashtag in case we can't come up with it. Then we have to wait for Periscope to think of something. Okay. We have Merked Out.
Okay. I like that one.
I have Lincoln Din.
That one's good.
Yeah. Those are the two best ones I have so far.
I think Merked Out is good. Is that M-E-R-K?
Isn't a mercenary a C? But I guess it's slang, so it could be M-U-R-K.
Like you made the room murky?
That's what I was thinking murked out was.
No, murked out is like murdered by mercenaries. Like he murked out the bathroom. He murdered the bathroom.
I thought it was like merc, like merconium.
Nope. Murked out. Mercs. Mercs are hitting the beach.
Okay. So give us the official spelling of that hashtag.
I would think merked would be M-E-R-C with a little dash thing.
Well, I only put a apostrophe in a hashtag. Yeah,
that's that thing. However you want. I don't care.
Tyson, give us the official spelling.
I think it's got to be merked as in like murky.
Okay. M-U-R-K-E-D-O-U-T.
Yeah.
All right.
And we got our 5-star review of the week here on iTunes. We actually got another 1-star rating.
Oh, so that's, no. Why? What was the 1-star rating?
Not very interesting. Oh. Bland podcast. Beware.
I mean, there's a lot of things you could say about this podcast. I don't know if you'd call it bland.
Yeah, or not very interesting.
I mean, but beware. Maybe that person like watches Nat Geo podcasts and like wants to hear about ducks having sex or something.
And they said beware?
Like a pervert, like a nature pervert?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I can see there being like, you know,
one more, or two people.
Yeah.
But like, you really think 5 people out of 300 would give it 1-star? Because that's where we're at right now.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wait.
Beware. I don't really like that.
5 people that have given us 1-star?
Yeah. So we have about 300 people that have given us rankings. 280, not quite, probably like closer to 290. 282 of them are 5-star reviews. 2 are 4 stars, so they're pleasantly pleased.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them are 3 stars, so they just listen to everything, I guess, and just maybe they just are like average all the time. And then there's 1 2-star review and 5 1-star reviews. But to be fair, I've read some of the 1-star reviews, and one of them's like, this podcast is great. I love it. My kids love it too. 1-star. So I think it's just like a
maybe they're being sarcastic.
Yeah, people don't know how many stars you can pick.
Yeah,
they maybe just it's like golf. They think, oh, 1-star, that's the best.
Yeah, lowest is best. So our 5-star review is actually from Ronald Swanson 26.
Oh,
and he said the title is Podcast Gold. Tyson, Spencer, and Rob create Podcast Gold on the Spice and Hour. This podcast serves as a beacon of light on my week.
Oh, wow.
As this witty crew delivers a consistent dose of humor, candor, and nuance. Great job, guys. Can't wait for the Spice and Hour t-shirts.
Wow. With Rob's face on them.
Yeah.
With my face. Well, that's not a good way to sell a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, right.
Boom.
You got a great face on Snapchat. You're always doing that like upward selfie. Like,
did you just burn yourself, Rob?
Yeah. I have to before somebody else does.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like you're pretty secure with your face the way you do those Kylie Jenner pans.
Yeah. You know what? I just feel like because it's going to be deleted in a day, I just don't care.
Yeah. It's okay because it's going to be gone in 24 hours.
I feel like I screen grabbed something you did the other day.
Oh, boy.
Did you catch that?
No. Okay. I don't know. How do you find out somebody screen grabbed something?
It shows a little like different symbol for screen grabs.
I do say, I wish a lot of this technology was invented before I was so old.
So that you know it better?
Heidi and I say every and I single didn't look as day old when we're doing our Snapchat is it's so unfair when we were spending literally millions of dollars a week stunting so damn hard that we have no evidence of it on Snapchat that nobody got to see our ridiculous lives that we, it's just like, it's like everybody else's imagination. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Did it even happen?
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't. But nowadays, everybody gets to look so cool with their world and Snapchat, but all I have is burritos to snap.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else we needed to do?
Probably, but
oh, we were supposed to have Shrek on today.
Oh, we forgot.
Did you invite him?
I forgot.
It's all right. All right, so we will figure
next
it out.
Next week is Shrek, guys.
All right, so yeah, next week, Shrek or Girl Talk?
We're having both. We're going to have Girl Talk and a Delta Force sniper that they sent after Bin Laden Solo is coming on the Spice and Hour.
I also need to work with you guys offline on figuring out a time to record the show because I'm going to be going to Fort Worth to go to the Podcast Movement Convention next weekend. So
the
I got to figure
movement?
Out. What's it called?
There's a whole movement now.
The movement is happening. So I'm going to be in Texas next Sunday.
Do you want to record from Texas?
No, because I'm only going to be there for like 24 hours. I need to make the most of my time there.
All right. Well, I got to go pee because I've been holding it for 40
minutes.
All
right, so minutes, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out and let you guys know when we're going to Periscope during the week. Right. Have a good one, everybody.
See you, Spencer.
Take care.
You guys rock. Bye.
Spicin.rocks. Bye.
Spicin.rocks.